Hearing someone at Sportsbet this morning is walking the plank.
Well, what about someone that, who works for a polling organisation?
Well, see, I don't reckon the polls got it all that wrong. Polls on Friday, didn't the polls say 51-49? And don't they have a margin of error of 1.5% or something? If you factor in a margin of error of 51-49, the polls were accurate. You know what it is? The people who got it wrong are all the analysts, all the commentators.
Yeah.
Right, so if they don't have a polling company to blame, people will be pointing their fingers at them going, how did you get it so wrong? Don't worry about the polling companies. 51-49 is, as I've always said to you, every election in Australia, half the people vote one way on a two-party preferred vote and half vote the other.
Yeah.
And that's all that's happened again is that it's half and half, but it was slightly more than half Australia-wide.
And when I was studying politics, I was told that there are 6% swinging voters. That is 6% of the whole electorate are undecided.
Yeah. So anyway, I don't think the polls were all that bad. It was just the commentators who misread them. Because there was a long-established narrative that the Labor Party was going to win.
Especially in Victoria.
Yeah, well, which they did. I think if you look at the electoral map, all of suburban Melbourne voted Labor.
Not by as much as they thought.
No, and there were a few, like that bloke in La Trobe, Jason Wood. He increased his vote. And it wasn't the wipeout that they were expecting. My question is this. I want to now get the list out and go through everything that ScoMo promised Victoria and start rubbing our hands with delight.
Oh, I think it's in one of the papers what we're going to get.
Oh, is it? I need to read that.